Tonight I'm going to be ministering a word, and I just didn't really know what to call it, but I just said, what's important about Christmas? And so I've just been praying about that, and you know, what's the main thing to remember about Christmas? I know one thing that's really special to me and to George, my father-in-law. One thing that's really special to us is a honey-baked ham spiral cut. I mean, that's special. That's special because we don't do that at Thanksgiving, you know. Thanksgiving, we do turkey and all that. But, man, when you get to Christmas, that's like this special event where that's honey-baked spiral ham. So if someone's thinking about what to give Pastor, no, I'm just kidding. No. Sometimes it's a meal with family, right? No, don't send honey-baked hams. We're good. But if you do, I'll eat it. But don't do that. Don't do that. Like, sometimes it's a meal with family. That's what's important, that everybody gets together. Sometimes it's about, you know, buying a plane ticket and scrapping up everything you can to buy a plane ticket to go back to home or to grandchildren or to kids or parents and flying back there and just having that couple days together. Sometimes it's about them flying here. Most of them come here now. It's not like go back to Ohio. They're all like, oh, we're coming to see you. I'm like, all right. But, you know, whatever it is, maybe it's not a fancy meal at all. Maybe this year it's all messed up. Like, maybe if you just look at your life and you go, like, how did I get here? You know, and there's people in the room that it's like you had loved ones that you didn't know they were not going to be here today, and they're not here. It's all kinds of different things. Sometimes Christmas is about a year-end bonus that's promised, and it's like Christmas can mean so many things to so many people, you know. But sometimes it can get all jumbled up, and it's just like, what in the world? Sometimes it's hard to remember just how powerful the message of Christmas really is by itself, just all by itself. What's the main thing to remember about Christmas? What's the most important thing to the human heart about this story? I believe Christmas speaks to everyone around the world. It's the one time of year when the entire world celebrates Christmas. In its simplest form, Christmas is about a humble man and a virtuous woman and a precious gift lying in a manger. The first thing that we find out about Christmas in the Christmas story is love. And it's not the man kind of love. It's not the human experience of love. It's not that love that says, you know, if you buy me the right gifts, if you do what I need you to do, then I'm granting you my love. But if somehow you miss it and you don't fulfill the wish list or you don't perform, then that love is withheld. God's love is not that kind of love. The love that was in that manger is an unconditional love. Last night when we were going to sleep, we were just so thankful. We had some family over, some friends over, and we sat and had a meal together, and it was like one of our, just special, you know. And then after everybody left, we got the house cleaned up, and Bobby got the house cleaned up. I came over to the church and was writing down notes. But when I got back, everything was just done, and the candles were going, and the house smelled so good. And we laid down together, and I said, Bobby, no, she said to me, what do you want for Christmas? And I said, baby, I can't think of anything, not even a spiral ham. I can't think of anything that I want for Christmas. Like, I don't have any needs. Like, everything that I could ever imagine, God has given us, and I'm so thankful. And I said, well, what about you, baby? What do you want for Christmas? And honest to goodness, Mama, it was like that. It just kept going. The list was like this endless list. Oh, honey, I want a chicken coop, a new chicken coop, a big chicken coop. I want chickens. And if you could take that fence that you just took down and bring the white fence and put it around the yard. And I want a horse. If you could just get me a horse. I'd like to have a horse in the backyard and one of those patio things with the rooster on top and on. And, I mean, it was going, could you call Tim and Sheila Zellers and ask them, I need a brand new Explorer. If you could, honestly, I was like, Expedition. Yeah, not explorer, an expedition. Get it right. And then she was like, and there's this one more thing. It's like, and I know it's very expensive, and I know, but it's Tory Burch sandals. I said, what? Huh? And a purse. This list was going on, and I thought I'd just mention, if anybody's got an extra pair of used Tory Burch sandals that I could, no, that don't work. That might work. Something, help me, Kevin. And I'm like, wow, there's no way I could fulfill all that list. There's more. I mean, it went on and on and on. An Apple Watch, and I was just like, I'm glad that the Father's love is not conditional. And I'm glad my wife's love is not conditional on meeting any of those. It was fun. We laughed and everything. But I just want you to know, God's love is unconditional. There's nothing you and I can do to make God love us anymore. Like, you could be the good person. And I have people tell me, I'm a good person, Pastor. That has nothing. There's nothing you can do to be good enough to earn the Father's love. And the most beautiful thing is there's nothing you can do to negate his love. Maybe I've missed it so many times in my life. I've failed so many times. I've been without, and I understand that I've done things that, man, but God says, you know what? My love for you is unconditional. And if everybody in this room could understand and know God's love is unconditional for you, his grace is sufficient for you. It's not worldly love. It's the Father's love. Amen. Today we're so blessed to have with us our kids' church, and they're going to, if somebody could come grab this for me, Gene, you and, there you go, Rich, thank you. And let's take just a minute, and every one of us put our hands together, and let's welcome our Destiny Church kids' church as they come to minister to us in song. Give them a great big hand, everybody.
Tell it on the night. ye faithful, see the love, see the grace that is born unto us tonight. Come, all ye broken, see the love, see the hope that restores everything that's been lost. In the silence of the night, all the stars bow down. Hear the angels sing, hallelujah. Jesus Christ is born unto us this day. Death is drowned out by his light. Hope is here and tears alive. Takes our pain and lifts our eyes. Christ is born unto us this day.
Come on, one more time, everybody. Give our kids' church a great big thank you. And Miss Whitney, you're amazing. You're amazing. Amen. Isn't that the ultimate picture of God's love? And we are so blessed. It's really, really amazing. You know, in the Christmas story, we see the picture of God's love. And I'm going to share just for a minute about the fact that everybody in the room and everybody watching online needs to know the love of the Father. We can't function and we can't live without love. Love is the thing that propels us. It's the thing that wakes us up. It's the thing that moves us. We all need to know God's love. And not just any love. It's the unconditional love of the Father. Christmas is all about unconditional love. Unconditional love that defines our worth apart from what we do. Apart from what we know. Apart from what we have. Because so often it's defined by what I have or, you know, what I've done in my life. Often in Naples, meeting people and, you know, they want to tell you all they've accomplished and all the great things that they've done. But God's love is not defined by what we have accomplished or who we know. God's love is defined by the baby in the manger. Christmas is all about that. The rat race of life is the thing that, you know, we all get caught up in it from time to time. It's that trying to win the approval of man, trying to win the approval of others in our lives, and trying to find our worth. What's our value? What's your value? What am I really worth? Those questions are simply answered in the simple message of Christmas. It's the story of God's plan and design of your worth. When I was a kid, I grew up in Lorain, Ohio, and we had a TV station called WUAB Channel 43. And on Christmas Eve, when we'd all be in the house, and there'd be a few presents under the tree, but we knew that night Santa was going to come, and we had this concept in our head. Santa was going to come, and he was going to bring all these presents. And at night, we'd be there at home watching television, and back then we watched Charlie Brown Christmas, Frosty the Snowman. No matter how many times you watched it, you couldn't wait for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer to come on. And at some point during the night, you know, as we would all be sitting in the living room watching these stories, there would come a beep, 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 beep. We interrupt this broadcast with a special news bulletin, and we go now to WUAB TV newsroom for a special announcement. And all of a sudden, on the TV screen, in the newsroom, they would announce, Santa Claus has entered the United States airspace. And as kids, man, it was like, oh my. We go now to our weatherman, and they would click over to the weatherman, and the weatherman would be there, and he would be pointing out that coming now across Canada, coming from the north, coming across Lake Erie, we now have detected Rudolph. And immediately they would show a red blinking dot on the screen moving across the water. And it was like all of us kids were like, it was almost like Elf. Oh, Santa is coming! Screaming and yelling to the top of our voices. He's coming. It's about to go down. Running and screaming. We were so excited because now the Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, was on the radar. Can I just announce to everybody that you are on God's radar? The most exciting thing about Christmas is that Jesus came to this earth to give us hope. And that he had a plan for you and I. And Jeremiah says, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you and I ordained you. I have already established a plan for your life. Each person in this room and everyone watching online, you have value, and it's not based on man's conditional love. It's based on the love of the Heavenly Father. You're on his radar screen. He ordained you to be here today. He's brought you into our lives. And together, I just speak over you that you are truly loved by the Father. And don't believe the lie that your value is found in some kind of other status. Your value is only found in the love of the Father. We celebrate that fact that God has us on heaven's radar. God not only sees you, but God wants you to know that you have purpose, not because of what you do. He wants you to know that he sees you and he loves you and he has a plan for your life. If you have your Bibles, turn quickly, and I'm just going to share just for a few minutes about the love of the Father in 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 7. The New Testament sums up God's love in such a powerful way. It said, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this love, God has, the love of God was manifested towards us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. In this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and he sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." And I was reading this all in the New Living Translation, and it simply makes it so clear. Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. The love of this world has been perverted through the years. The solution to all the tensions on the planet cannot be found in men. The solution to racism, the solution to all the cares of this life cannot be found in a man. They can only be found in a man who has been found by the love of the Father. The answer to everything we need in life is found in that manger, in the Christmas story. God Almighty speaks peace, and only God speaks peace to your life. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. That doesn't mean it's a warm, fuzzy feeling. That means it's a knowing. It's a confidence that we have in the Father. If you want to know the love, you have to look in the manger. If you want to know the love, see a God who's willing to take on human flesh so that we can see God, so that we can hear God, so that we can know God, so that we can be brought back into a relationship with God. This is the important thing about Christmas. It's not the dinner, it's not the family, it's not the gifts, it's not the presents. It's that you might know the love of the Father. And I promise you, there are people in this room and watching online right now that have defined their worth in other ways. My worth is, how good can I be to my wife? How good can our marriage be? How can I be good to my grandchildren? Because if I can be good to my grandchildren, then they are going to know the love of the Father. But listen, he has to learn his value and his worth is not defined by his relationship with his dad, his grandfather. His relationship is based on the love of the Father who through the process of time brought him into our lives. God loves you. Your value and your worth is not found in the relationship and the family life. It's found in the love of the Father, that before you were even formed, he had a plan for your life. Sometimes it just doesn't make sense. Like, why am I going through all this? Where is God in the middle of my trouble? Like, where is God? I'm here to tell you, he's right there waiting on you to extend your hand to his. He's waiting on you and I to reach up and say, okay, things stink right now on this earth, but I know I've got a plan and I've got a purpose. And no matter what I'm going through, you, Heavenly Father, have defined my value and my worth, and everything is about to turn around, and you're about to show yourself big on my behalf. That's the love of the Father. And that's his plan. And that's what Christmas is all about. I'm going to ask everybody to stand up on your feet with me, please. I've been asking everybody to pray about and ask for an encounter with the Father. Why is that so important in my heart coming into this Christmas season? Because I just know if you can get some one-on-one encounter time with Jesus, it affirms in your heart how valuable you are, how valuable you are. Tuesday of this week, my son was driving to work, 6 o'clock in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, and I got a text message. And he said, Dad, he said, I'm on my way to work. And I started praying. And Jesus came into my car. He said, I can't quit crying. I'm sitting in the parking lot at work now, and I'm crying my eyes out and thanking God that you pushed us and talked to us about having an encounter. And I just want you to know, Dad, I'm having one. God's here. I want you to encounter him. I want you to find your value and your worth in the Heavenly Father. I want you to see that he loves you so much. He has a plan and a purpose for your life. And the lies of the enemy that you're alone and nobody cares and what's your life come to and where are you? I'm telling you, if you could just look up. David said, I look to the hills, which comes my help. If I could just get you right now to look to the Father, his plan is perfect. His love is good. I'm going to ask all over the room right now if you would be honest with yourself and say, I'm not experiencing God's best. I'm not where I need to be. I've kind of lost track. I don't feel very important. I don't feel very valuable. If you just be honest and say, that's what I'm dealing with right now, Pastor. If I died today, I'm not even sure I'd go to heaven because life has just gotten so confusing to me. I'm going to ask you to just honestly look at me, guys. This is what I want you to do. Everybody look at me. I want you, if that's you and God's speaking to you about your relationship with him, I want you to take both hands like that and just lift them to God. If you found yourself feeling so lonely or feeling so empty, I'm going to ask you to know that God has a plan for your life. And on the count of three, I'm going to ask you to respond. Everybody's praying for you right now. Everybody's praying for you right now. Lord Jesus, speak to lives. Speak to hearts. Let them know who you are. Let them know who they are. And now just honestly before God, in this quiet, reverent moment, if you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with God, I want you to just lift your hands to the Lord. Come on, if you know you're not experiencing God's best, just lift them up and hold it up all over the room. Thank you in the back. Thank you here. Thank you over here.